time for Stu's Reviews, brought to you by Auto Taylor, automotive repair specialists, 1011 16th Street in Greeley. And now, here's Stu Wright.
Oh, yeah. Studio audience is excited for this young man. I don't think, and I can't remember, Stu, if we, did we do a Stu's Review last week?
Of course we did.
Okay, I think I remember now.
What was the Tesla or something?
Maybe that was the one before.
I was down here. It was so nice to see you. You had that great aftershave on then and now.
Oh, yeah. Yep, I got my Brute by Fabergé stuff going on. So
Brute, huh?
Brute by you Fabergé. Brute. So you brought down a 2022 Toyota RAV4 XSE Prime all-wheel drive. It's blueprint blue, metallic paint, and midnight black. Softex seating for five, heated and cooled front bucket seats with console, an electric console mounted shifter. So this is going to, now this isn't a push button
shifter.
Okay, is this shifter a little turn like knobby thing?
Like an, what?
Is it a turn knobby thingy?
No.
Oh.
Shifter well, like a?
Just like a
normal car, pull it back and forth, get it into drive. It is a CVT transmission.
Oh, okay, very nice.
Underneath that shifter. And it's got paddle shifters on the steering column.
Oh, that's good. Have you tried that out?
Yeah, I have. So it gives you the faux shifts.
It's just under 4,300 pounds, a 106-inch wheelbase, and 181 inches long with 33 cubic foot of cargo space with back seats erect. So probably down, you're probably adding, what, another 20?
30, I bet.
30, so you're probably 60-something.
And there's quite a bit there standard equipment because it's not a three-row.
Mm.
But not a bad size vehicle.
19-inch silver and black finished 5-spoke aluminum wheels and 235-55R 19 Michelin. Total performance all season still about the radials, which tells me expensive.
Those are Yokohama tires. I made a mistake when I wrote to Michelin on this sheet of paper.
Yokohama.
Yokohama Avid GTs.
And, of course, it looks like it's going to have all the Android and Apple integration and all that kind of fun stuff.
And a big panoramic moonroof and electronics like radar cruise control and a bird's eye view camera deal so you can look out of the car down at the curb, make sure you don't scrape into it or bounce over it.
That's pretty cool how
look
that
out
does
in
it.
Front and make sure you don't bump into a fire plug when you park
or a cat
or a
you
child
don't, you don't want to run over any of those. Tell us about the sound system.
JBL 11 speaker stereo really has a nice sound to it. Must have quite a boom box in the back. Heated steering wheel included. Don't need to use it today.
Okay.
Did you say navigation? It's there.
Yeah, it's got all that stuff.
When lane we come change alert, cross traffic alert, blind spot warning.
When we come back, we're going to talk about the power plant and all that fun stuff, how fast this thing is, list price, and of course we're going to get into the gas mileage because that's on everybody's mind right now. Here's Billy Swain with I Can Help right here on Pirate. Oh, we got the Cleftones with Can't We Be Sweethearts right here on Pirate 104.7 FM. Good morning. It is Wednesday, July 13th, and we got about 20 minutes after the hour of 7 o'clock. My name is George Gray, and in studio we got Stu with Stu's Reviews, which is being brought to you by Auto Taylor, automotive repair specialist, 1011 16th Street, phone number 353-3401. Okay, continuing on with this 2022 Toyota RAV4 XSE Prime all-wheel drive. This is a beautiful color out there, Stu.
Isn't that a pretty car? Pretty wheels on there?
It's kind of a like a
dark blue.
Dark blue purplish.
Call it blueprint blue.
It's really, really pretty.
Interior, you notice that stitching on there is red on those black Softex seats. They feel like leather. It looked like leather.
It was really, really nice. Tell us about the power plant.
Well, this is super powerful. 2.5-liter four-cylinder hybrid engine setup. 302 horsepower. Into those all-wheel drive wheels.
That's craziness.
Goes 0 to 60 in 5.6 seconds. I told you the transmission's a CVT. But you can play with it and shift it with those paddles on the steering column.
Yeah, I saw that.
So it's kind of sporty.
I like that bird's eye view thing, too, where you can look all around the vehicle.
Just love it for parking up against a cement wall or, you know what I mean, curb.
Yep.
Restaurant.
So, 060 and 5.6, you said, and
like a Mustang or something.
Yeah, it's really quick. Tell us about the fuel economy.
Well, it's 38 miles a gallon. It's they give it a 94 mpge rating, so I guess that's a combination of the gas and the electric. Mm-hmm. And The electric part of it will go 42 miles, not 200 or 300 like a Tesla, but 42. And then it, gas takes over. So it's like a Volt 15 years later.
So if you're just a small commute, you know, here to Loveland, here to Fort Collins, or just here around Greeley or wherever.
Charging it up at the house.
Yeah.
And don't go to the gas station.
Yep.
At least not very often.
Depending on where you work, you probably, once you get to work, you probably plug it in there at work and then never have to worry about fuel.
And Volts have a 10-gallon tank. This one's 14 and a half gallons. So the range is quite good, 550 miles.
Hmm. What's the list price on this?
$50,731. It's a little jarring to get up over 50.
Yeah.
We've had these before in here, a little under 50. I guess it was pretty close to it. Built in Japan, and it's kind of the whole package. Good on gas, pretty exotic and luxurious. Big moonroof.
SUV, and so it has all the cargo capacity, seating for five. So, yeah.
Big grill like a Lexus.
Yeah, it's got a big, big old grill on there. So if you're looking at the 60 months on that, and let's say 3% interest, not counting taxes and fees, you're looking at about $900 a month.
I bet the lease you could get a little bit. And $7,500 federal tax credit if you buy one of these because of the cord and the plug.
Mm. Very cool. Well, I'm going to staple a cord and a plug onto my GMC Terrain. Maybe I can get $7,500 there. Stu, thank you so much. Oh, when is this going to be up on your website?
Oh, Thursday, StuWright.com.
Stu's Reviews was brought to you by Auto Taylor, automotive repair specialist, 353-3401.